We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The U.S. House of Representatives postponing all votes until next week. That's because some of the most conservative members are in a standoff with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Joining us now on the Quiver River Electric guest line, Bloomberg reporter Billy House. Billy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. Tell us what happened this week that led to Speaker McCarthy calling it a week.
Well, it all goes back to last week's debt deal that the Speaker entered into with the President. Some of the far-right members of his House Republican conference say they weren't. They are upset about not being brought into the final days of those that deal-making, including on spending. So now they're flexing their muscle in a very narrow Republican majority to block a procedural vote that that keeps other bills from being voted on.
And who are these lawmakers? Is this the same characters who have been giving McCarthy a hard time this entire time?
Yeah, correct. Many of them are those who didn't want to vote for him for speaker in the first place. They're mischaracterized as the House Freedom Caucus because the House Freedom Caucus, many of their members are not involved. But there's about a dozen of their members and a couple others that are involved with this high-stakes game. They can keep doing this. It's kind of like a filibuster in the House, but not an official one.
I know one of the bills that was covered, Billy, was the bill governing gas stoves. What other legislation was impacted by this move this week?
Well, there was other energy-related ones. The upshot is that these are bills that Republicans, including conservatives, support. Yet this group, this rump group of Republicans, has decided to stop even a GOP-favored bill or a group of bills to make their point to the Speaker.
You mentioned that this group was upset that McCarthy didn't bring them in, but what was their ultimate goal? Did they want the government to default, or were they just trying to make a stand? What did they really want?
Well, they think he caved on spending. Now, other Republicans think he did very well, that he got caps put in place for the next 2 years. These conservatives wanted even lower spending levels. They are also upset that he caved on other aspects of their House pass bill. That was not taken up by the Senate on the debt ceiling, including on work requirements. Some of the work requirements were watered down. The upshot, though, is they seem to have a lot of complaints that don't even relate to the debt ceiling bill, just kind of an overall dissatisfaction that their voice is not being heard to the extent they said McCarthy promised.
Speaker McCarthy has said they're going to take the weekend, maybe talk, come back at it next week. Could we see more of the same? Is this part of an effort to maybe remove McCarthy as speaker? What happens next?
Good question. Monday, the same legislation will probably go back to through the process and then be brought back to the floor. So we won't really know if they, even if they say they've come to an agreement, if they really have. Remember, because the House is so narrowly held by Republicans, just five members can do this. There's 11 doing it now. They seem to be doing this as an alternative to trying to replace McCarthy because, as we've reported, some Democrats have said that they would vote for him if someone in his own party tried to run him out of town.
All right. Very interesting. We'll be keeping an eye on this, and we appreciate it. Billy House is a reporter for Bloomberg. Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.